Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Cities are removing monuments, memorials, and street signs honoring Cesar Chavez. Though his contributions to migrant farm worker rights and Chicano recognition are indisputable, his legacy is now being re-examined as troubling allegations of sexual assault surfaced in an investigation by the New York Times. Brenda Nicholas is an assistant professor in the Department of Global and International Studies at the University of California, Irvine. She is Zapotec and says the allegations are a blow to Chavez supporters, but they represent a reality that women unfortunately have to constantly be on the lookout for.
If we look at the history of many movements, but particularly the Chicano movement, it is something that continuously happened within the Chicano movement, right? When we talk about the ways in which specifically Chicana women were treated by Chicano men. However, it's shocking in the sense that nothing ever came out about Cesar Chavez, but it did in many other Chicano movements in the 60s, 70s, 80s. It's a shocking part that it was both women and young girls. It's shocking in the fact that it was also the co-founder herself, Dolores Huerta, and that she kept it right secret for so many years, right, over 6 years. So I think it's shocking in many ways and, yeah, disappointing.
Nicholas suggests organizations take steps to make sure not to become too dependent on the ideas and passions of any one person. Joaquin Baca serves on the Albuquerque City Council, which is taking steps to remove Chavez's name from public places. Baca says it's important to recognize Cesar Chavez both for his accomplishments and his failings.
Both things can be true, right? Someone can have done really amazing work for their community or for a greater cause and simultaneously not be so great on a personal level. I think this definitely highlights that. You know, we do need to move past these hero worship situations. I think the greater movement is always more important and what you can accomplish within that. It is always important to have, I think things do happen because of certain individuals oftentimes, someone to kind of coalesce and move things forward. But there's definitely a need for something beyond that. And hopefully even at the national level, with the loss of the person at the highest level of our government right now, that movement will end as well. And there's the old adage, right? Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. I think there's definitely some truth in that, and we're seeing some of that play out.
Baca says the process to rename streets and buildings in his city will involve a community dialogue about how to move forward. Arsenio Lopez is the executive director of the Mixteco Indígena Community Organizing Project in Oxnard, California. He is Nusave. He says it will take time for the movement Chavez started to fully understand and heal from these new revelations.
Many sexual assault cases or sexual abuses were seen in oftentimes what was seen as being done by those people in positions of power. So it's important for us to, you know, do all these reflections on this time. How do we strengthen this movement by, again, being honest and learn from these situations of these cases? And our conversations have shifted a little bit in the moment right now and the work that we're doing in terms of what it was just share about the importance of taking care of our mental health, bring resources to our and share to our communities and believe and or create safe space for those who may probably suffer similar to experience. And if they feel comfortable that they should not be continues to be in silence, that their voices must be heard. So painful as it can be, it's important to name it and raise those awareness in our work that we do.
The allegations surfaced decades after Chavez's death and even longer since the actions attributed to him. Desiree Todi is a program coordinator for the Center Against Sexual and Domestic Abuse. She is from the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. She says commitment to a cause is one of the pressures that can prevent survivors from coming forward sooner or at all.
You know, as women in our communities, we're raised, particularly when it's something that ties in with our land, like ties in with our water, ties in with our culture and our people, that the movement is everything, that we find these things that we care about, that we attach our whole lives to, that we put all of our energy and our power towards, and that becomes the most important thing in the world to us. And the hits that Indigenous women in particular are willing to take, whether financially, physically, emotionally, you know, what we're willing to go through to make something happen, because it is so important to us as women to advance our people and to make our things better, that we're willing to put up with a lot.
Todi says the good news is there is better support for survivors who speak up than at any other time. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.